This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here. We're going to talk with the folks from Cass County Public Health. The Director of Public Health, Beth Olson, is with us this morning, and Service Coordinator for Public Health, Victoria Means, in with us here this morning as well. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Appreciate you stopping by here today to talk about something that is it's important. It may seem trivial in some of these cases with some of the information we're going to share, but again, important when you need it. It's called Disaster PrepWise is the program, and let's just talk a little bit about that. Beth, what is Disaster PrepWise?
Yeah, so it's a program that was actually developed by the University of Iowa College of Public Health, and they've been doing research on it. And in short, it's to help older adults feel more prepared for various disasters and emergency situations. You know, every 22 seconds in the U.S., either a disaster or an emergency situation is occurring. And most of the time, our older adults are most vulnerable for a number of reasons. And so this program was developed to focus specifically on that population and help them think through some of those scenarios. What are things they need to be more prepared? What are some of those conversations they need to have with loved ones or neighbors? And, you know, making sure that their household has any items they might need to be prepared. And so that's really the basis behind this program and the intent when we work with older adults in our community.
Victoria, what she just said sounds very broad. It sounds very wide-ranging, is it?
It is a bit. We have five steps that we work through with every person that comes in. We start with a personal and household assessment, and then from there we move on to personal emergency network, emergency information and important documents you need, medications and medical supplies, emergency supply kits. And there's also special considerations that we can take into account and talk about as well, like if there are pets or service animals at home, maybe you have someone at home with dementia or other things to think about. And we talk through all those, and then we make it and we have it printed out, and you get to take that home and you can share that with anybody that is an emergency contact or loved ones you have that should see that paperwork.
Sure. The different categories and things that you mentioned there, can you give some examples for each of those? What types of things would folks be learning about?
Absolutely. And so she said, that kind of personal and that household assessment, we each went through this ourselves, and it made me go, oh, I haven't thought of that in my own house. And so, you know, it was really helpful for myself as well. But things like, are your smoke detector batteries up to date? And if you can't reach those, who's somebody that can check those for you? And if you're seeing or hearing impaired, do you have the type of alarms or alerts that you need in your home that will get your attention? If either of those, if you struggle with either of those health issues, being signed up for emergency alerts and text so you know when severe weather is coming and you can be a little bit more prepared for that. And then, you know, do you have access to website, TV, or radio like we're on now? You know, do you have a radio station programmed? Do you have batteries in a backup radio? Thinking of that if you lose power and you're in your basement. Do you have those kinds of things readily available to you? If you had to leave really quick and you had to evacuate your house or even the whole town, you know, what are you going to take with you? Where are those emergency documents? You don't want to waste time if in an emergency situation looking for those kinds of things. Or if you had to shelter in place for a number of days, you know, 2-3 days without power, do you have food in your house that's safe to eat? And can you get to that? You know, do you have an electric can opener or do you have the actual one that you can open yourself and get yourself some food? Is transportation a barrier? You know, if you are an individual who's maybe wheelchair bound, do you have to wait for a special type of vehicle to get you somewhere? And what are you going to do as a backup plan in an emergency if that is the case? Where's your meeting place at, Jim? You know, if something happened at your house or in your neighborhood, or if you had to meet out of town for some reason, if it was a large enough disaster that the whole town was evacuated, do your loved ones know where you're going and where to find you? Because that can save a lot of time and panic in some of those situations as well. So we just talked through a number of different things like that. And like I said, many of them eye-opening for myself as well. Yeah. So
is there kind of a checklist, or is it just kind of an assessment you walk through and look to see what's there and what you've thought about? What preparations have you made?
It's definitely a checklist. So we work through it actually on a database to go through. And so we can fill in exactly who you want for your emergency contact and all of their information. And then we go through, do you have enough of a water supply? Do you have enough battery backup? And then we print all that out and make sure that like you have batteries at home, but they're not in a kit ready to go in your basement. So it says, okay, this is a list of things you need to gather. So they're in a kit. And these are the things that you still need to go buy. Plus it's got all of the like important information that we talk about when you're there, and it's got it all ready to go, right and convenient in a place for you to put it that's safe and you can grab in an emergency.
Somebody put a lot of thought into this.
They certainly did. And they were very thorough in their, training and because they want to see that program, carried out with that same, fidelity that they carried out at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. And a number of other public health agencies have kind of been picking this up and offering this free program to their community as well. And, I think it was just even helpful to put, thinking of, I have a large family, right? And putting everybody's, names, so their, their contact information, who each one of our doctors is, what hospital we'd prefer, our health insurance number, just thinking through those things, because if, heaven forbid something happened to my husband and I and my kids were there, I would want people to know who the children are and where they should be going, who are their backups. If my husband and I aren't available to help, care for them in that emergency situation. And so it was just really helpful in helping you work through and honestly go into some of those kind of scary situations less fearful because you feel prepared.
And these are all things that we don't think about normally because we don't want to. I mean, we don't want to think about the disaster situations and stuff. So we tend to put those things off. And this is kind of a nudge to get this really taken care of.
Yep, absolutely. And I think it's really important to think about, your loved ones who maybe do have dementia or some other diagnosis like that. A disaster could be really, especially hard on those individuals. And so this program kind of helps you talk through or think through and let people know on a document that you get to take with you and you can replicate that, what helps them have a good day? What are things that are going to be triggers for them? What kind of a supportive environment do they need if they have to leave their home? And so I think that's helpful, too, for the individuals that might be responding to and helping your family in that emergency. Make sure they're giving your loved ones the best care possible so they know what medications they take and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we typically prepare for the things that we know could happen to us. We're pretty prepared in this part of the country for tornado-type disasters and things like that. We kind of know, especially in larger facilities, the fire situations and what have you. But this is more on a personal note and making sure it's kind of all-encompassing. So it's not a classroom setting necessarily when you do that. This is kind of one-on-one.
Yeah, it's not a classroom setting. It's not as convenient of a program to be able to do that with because it is so personalized. We can accommodate groups and do it as a class if that's something people really want to do, but mostly we kind of do it as a household, so a couple or an individual working through their personal plan and their personal needs.
Okay, so I pick up the phone and say, hey, Victoria, this is Jim. I would like to do the disaster prep-wise thing. Tell me what I have to do. What do you respond with?
Yeah, I will get you set up either with myself or with one of the other public health staff, and we will set up a time that works for both of us to meet one-on-one and come into our office, and we have everything there. We've got paperwork and the printer and everything set up ready to go once your appointment is planned.
Have you done any of these yet?
Nope. We're just getting launched. We were kind of waiting till the new year to get through the busyness of the holiday season. We'd onboarded a new staff, and so we're kind of ready now to hit the ground running. We just were trained in this from University of Iowa College of Public Health end of late fall.
Yeah.
And so got through the holiday season and through some other, program priorities and stuff because we do a number of things at public health. And so now we're ready to take this on in the new year.
I just thought it would be interesting to hear some of the feedback because I'm sure some folks are going to have a little jaw drop moment and think, oh, I never thought about that.
I know I did.
That's exactly what happened with me. I think all of us after while we were doing the training, we were like, I had not thought that through. Like you've said, we grow up hearing about tornadoes and how to be prepared for that. But personally, I was not. The first tornado siren went off this last spring, and I was like, oh, dang it, I am not ready. Like, just because we hear about it doesn't mean we actually take the steps to be prepared.
Well, we think we're prepared, but most of us could probably do more.
There's probably room for improvement.
You mentioned early on this is really kind of based toward the older population, but really about anybody could benefit from this.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And so, you know, if this strikes you and you maybe don't consider yourself an older adult, feel free to go ahead and still call us. We're still happy to work with you. But many of the things we talk through are probably based towards a little bit older adults. Of course, we're happy to, you know, flex some of that and make it more personal to the individual as well. But
and this is done through public health, so there is no charge attached.
Correct. It's a free program that we offer.
Very good. So no reason not to call.
Yep, absolutely.
How do they get in touch with you folks?
My phone number is 712-243-7443.
Pretty easy process. It's just a quick phone call, set up a time, and we'll come and show you what you've done so far and show you some pointers on how you can do it just a little better.
Yes,
Very good. All right, disaster prep-wise, that's what you'd be asking for. Appreciate the time today, Beth. Victoria, thanks for coming out. Did we cover everything today?
I think so. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll have to get that assessment done.